This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. China's parliament has passed what is characterized as a national security law covering Hong Kong. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak joins us now from Shanghai. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, David.
What's the point of this new security law?
Well, there were continuous anti-government protests in Hong Kong. So this law is meant to tackle secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces. Now, Chinese authorities repeatedly say this law is aimed at a few so-called troublemakers and not investors, but people are nervous.
What are they nervous about? I mean, concern about the heavy hand of Beijing that could follow this?
Yeah, and also taking away what makes Hong Kong really the real, true global financial center in China. Say, unlike here in Shanghai, Hong Kong has a free internet, free press, no capital restrictions, an independent judiciary, all things that international firms like.
What about the U.S.-Hong Kong trade and financial connections?
Well, the U.S. has already started eliminating Hong Kong's special trade status. It stopped exporting U.S. defense equipment. American firms can't sell certain technologies that can be used for military purposes here. And now there's talk of more retaliation. Of course, there's a bigger concern that these tensions could spill over and affect the mini trade deal that the U.S. has already signed with China.
All right. Marketplace's Jennifer Pak in Shanghai. Thank you.